Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to take a shout out to Black House Sounds again. This is Al Porter. Hey, if you don't like it, don't blame anybody else. Just blame me directly.
I can't help but look back on what I had accomplished. Molly didn't go to jail and receive 7 numbers. I still feel the unspoken and still coming. Let me cut the capping and make these bars real for you. If they eager to help you, they trying to steal from you. They know everybody in the room, but it don't mean nothing. See money talk, ask your brother, mother, or your cousin. You claim you was gonna put me on when you knew you was. They clapping when people not around when they hear they try to hush me. I ain't begging for you, fam. You don't gotta learn me. I work out every option, keep them thinking of me. Know my name, they talking down just to make a story. Yeah, for a deck of cards, I'm a player. Yeah, these new rappers flashed out, we arcade. They sugar-rating them, I feel they overrating them. I had 23 members, but I couldn't wait for them. The things I say out my mouth, they playing safety, man. Once they see that you weak, they out to take the land. If you don't play the game, you out of shape again. I'm still all through my 20s, I was just wasting it. They was stealing my dough before I was stationing it. My cash was always low, look what frame I'm in. I ain't trusting nobody, I don't have friends. You can jump to the conclusion if I'm a mad man.
My journey in this game ain't never ever been a pretty sight. But I ask myself time and time again at the end of the night, why you not famous in the game when you ain't stage fright? Are you afraid of the fortune of fame when it comes to the fact life? Well, my answer is neither, cause I'm a true believer. With the haterism inject that mental disease called cabin fever. When you work at my last nerve, that's a cousin to a seizure. So when it comes to spectacle dictation like a female, I don't need you. I don't need a record deal just to live off of a meal. As long as I'm doing enough of the TCB when I'm in that grown man field. With these suicide deals, I'ma keep it all the way real. When you write your name in blood, the death certificate is sealed. So with the name of Black House Sound, I'ma forever stand my ground. And if you perpetrate careers, then you provoking me to frown. So people selling false favors when you out there talking down. Cause it's a cold day in hell before I put the mic down.
I'm born to get it.
Black House. I'm a ghost. Without Swayze or Whoopi here in the flesh, you still couldn't see me. I've thought about what did it mean. Guess y'all ain't wanna see me succeed. But I'm not dead. My career survived. Like Frankenstein, my heart revived. Shazam, a black man, controls the lightning. One of the elders. So why y'all fighting?
Fight me?
Over a decade and still relevant. You may not like it, but respect it. And I'll respect you.
You.
I hope that's clear. My words will live on down through the years as a testament, a testimony. Chapter 1, verse 1 of an MC. Glad y'all overlooked me, gave me the edge. You're at the bottom, I'm on the ledge.
October 25th.
everybody. Welcome to Cleveland. It's the battle year for my American Indians and the Cavaliers. Now I'm standing here in my battle gear. I'm about to swing this bat like a chandelier. Golden State, sorry, here's a can of beer. No champagne for y'all, and them rings, you can hand them here. Zero ain't a number, it's a placeholder. So 2016 needs a makeover. Nine is the highest numerical that you can run with. 2016 tops to zero. It's 216. Indians got the best pitch that you left with. So next time Major League is on your Netflix, remember Cleveland is a rock. Everybody, welcome to Cleveland. It's the battle year for my American Indians and the Cavaliers. Now I'm standing here in my battle gear. I'm about to swing this bat like a chandelier. Golden State, sorry, here's a can of beer. No champagne for y'all, and them rings, you can hand them here. Zero ain't a number, it's a placeholder. So 2016 needs a makeover. Nine is the highest numerical that you can run with. 2016 top to zero. It's 216. Indians got the best pitch that you left with. So next time Major League is on your Netflix, remember, Cleveland is a wrong town to mess with. Or October 25th to be a death wish. No matter who we play or who we slay, no, we can't get along. No kumbaya. Nothing's given here, so put your silver spoon away. One love to my Cleveland curse people who done moved away. The champion's wearing a belt, no pants sagging. Don't say you from Cleveland, no bandwagon. Keep claiming the city that you staying in. While we living in the city with the major wins. Got people coming home with major ends. October, let me say it again. I'm about to get my homer pimpin' like High Marsh. I'm a Cleveland Brown and I'm diehard. I'm suave and I'm a rough hombre. Two champions at the same time, two the hard way. Yeah, yeah. And October 25th, that's our day. October 25th, that's our day.
Bouncing off of it. He was bigger than everyone, faster than everyone, and stronger than everyone.
His running style, his determination, it really makes you realize what football is all about.
When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the skill. That's why I'm making a meal. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on because I'm Jim Brown. When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the seal. That's why I'm making them kneel. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on because I'm Jim Brown. I'm a Cleveland boy, and I done went to hell and back. I got that dope for your boy, and I ain't selling crack. Meet me on the field, and I bet I knock your helmet back. I got that felon rap, old school Kevin Mack. Yeah, I'm a Brown, yeah, I'm no heart of that. Bringing that rep to slaughter back, heart attack, cardiac. Yeah, I'm a lifer, and I'm the right bro. They love me like I'm Mike and Ike, the legend Brian Cypher.
Yeah, tell them about that Jim Brown.
And just like the legendary Jim Brown.
Damn, man, tell them about it, what you say?
When he used to get hit, he used to get up real
what
slow
he used to
make
do,
the
baby.
Clowns think he was hurt. That's the indicative of the way our town works.
Yeah, baby.
Classic.
When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the skill. That's why I'm making them kneel. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on me. Because I'm Jim Brown. When I take to the field, I got my sword and my shield. That's why I'm great with the seal. That's why I'm making them kneel. I'm on my J-O-B. When I'm in town, on because I'm Jim Brown. Everybody, they think they dope, but I ain't heard of you. You asking who am I? I'm number 32. The leading scorer running rings around your whole crew. I'm so organic, they can sell me.
Okay. Kilroy, the sheriff, the U.S. biggest import, entertainment, the U.S. biggest export, entertainment, sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment, cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad, she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey, discuss an ESPN Super Bowl show, where a false king said if he'd stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So just do it. Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center, I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic, I was there. Invading Radio 1, I was there. Hold up, where were you? Oh yeah, not there. Discuss, we're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you, hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom, I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Lawman of the land, you should hear my alarming. Armor up when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city, knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
There's a lot of racist clubs down in the flats. Week after week, sad fact, we head back. Even the Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed them Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah.
We need more black-owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap.
You know it.
Y'all complain about rude security and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusting. HJS. Cher. Still rolling.
Definitely feel a little bit disgusted right now, but it's the weather and dealing with the wind and everything like that. Basically speaking, we'll do our show very, very regular next week, Creator Willing. Before I go to, there are a couple of announcements coming up, so I think what I will do is take the time to let people know that tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tamir Rice, 2 years too long, occupy the 2nd District Police Department, 3895 West 130th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44111. I appreciate and thank Samiria Rice, LaTanya Goldsby, and others who have refused to forget. With that being said, I'm going to check out what's going on with that 450 phone number. 450, how are you doing out there? 450, how are you? Going once? Twice? Three times? So I take it you call and listen? And that's cool. You almost had you there for that 450 phone number, that 216-450. I thank you for listening. I'm going to check out what's going on with 216. We'll see what's happening with 835. 216-835. How you doing out there?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay,
pretty good.
What's
How are you, Al?
I'm all right this week. I really am. I know I'm saying too much. It's getting me into trouble, and that's all right. But what's on your mind?
Hey, what do you think about all this blue-on-blue crime? With this this Detective Loomis beating up another police officer, getting suspended for it. And he's all the time talking about, you know, the police are being targeted by certain segments of society.
Yeah,
he's the one beating up cop.
You know, it's very interesting that you said that because, wow, he does have a very, very good history of beating up police officers. I mean, if he got suspended, I believe he was suspended for 6 days. You're probably talking about arguing with another police officer at the union hall. From my understanding and overstanding,
I don't think you get suspended for arguing. I think you get suspended for physical contact.
I heard there were some fisticuffs involved.
I mean, why else would there be a police report?
Thank you. One was taken, wasn't it? And wait a minute. Are you the same troublemaker, Gary, who went out there and searched high and low for the police reports and brought them up at different meetings where people could hear all about them? You wouldn't be that same person, would you?
I ain't saying nothing.
I don't blame you. You know, it is very interesting because if you're talking about blue-on-blue crime, and they do say that fisticuffs flew, then we have to go back to 2006 when Loomis was police union head a few years back. And I do believe that he was suspended twice, once for confrontations with community activist Art McCoy and another one for arguing with a lieutenant while Steve Loomis was off duty and attending the Cleveland Browns game.
The guy's out of control, and there he is telling everybody else how we need to act.
Mm.
Remember in the late summer, he was saying Obama had blood on his hands,
right?
Because the cops were shot and killed. I haven't heard him say anything in the last 3 weeks. When about a dozen police have been killed by white guys,
mm-hmm.
You know, Loomis hasn't had much to say about those cop killings. You know, it seems like he's very selective in his outrage.
I believe
and,
so.
Hey, how about the Cleveland Community Police Commission unanimously, except for him, calling on Loomis to resign from the consent decree commission?
You know, I'm very, very glad that they decided to,
awesome.
On top of what others, and I mean, they received a majority of letters. And when I say they, I would like to say that Mayor Frank Jackson, Carol Rendon, U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio, Consent Decree, Monitor Matthew Barge, U.S. District Judge Solomon Oliver, who was presiding over, or who is, of the Consent Decree. These people went to send these letters in on Steve Loomis, and I'm going to ask you, does it cause you to feel invigorated when a person like yourself, who attends basically every meeting, adds in your 10, 11, 12 cents, make sure that people understand and overstands what's happening with our election policy? How does it make you feel when you see, especially other members of the commission that you have been saying, hey, there's a problem here. How does it cause you to feel?
Yeah, you know, when we succeed, it's because we all pull in the same direction together. And, you know, that we got to this point where the commission formally requested Loomis resign. You know, I remember 6 or 7 months ago when a commission member told me, look, we've been down this road. You're just spinning your wheels on Loomis. And, you know, and that was an honest, you know, heartfelt, you know, piece of advice for me. And of course I didn't listen. And so you just keep delivering the message and eventually, you know, people hear the message and then start delivering it in their own voice.
Mm.
And that's, you know, and that is, that's glorious. That's glorious. And listen, this is very important. So somebody else who is very engaged, more engaged in the consent decree than myself, is Mr. Pierre Napier.
Ah.
And I understand from Mr. Napier's son that Mr. Napier, he suffered a stroke.
Oh,
and is currently hospitalized. Mr. Napier would get up there at those meetings, and he would describe the Cleveland Police Department as having neo-Nazis in their ranks and white supremacists in their ranks. And when he finished addressing the meeting, invariably there would be some corrections, quote unquote corrections or pushback, but he never backed down. And then when the CPPA endorsed Trump, you know, alongside all the neo-Nazi and white supremacist groups, I thought to myself, you know, that Mr. Pierre was right on it, you know, and he wasn't bashful about saying it.
That's true.
I'll be proud of myself because while his words were, they were not common, and they were harsh, I kept my ears open to think, maybe this gentleman sees things with the clarity that I don't have. And so I always, you know, honored his words and honored his, what he had to say, and learned from it. And, you know, just a few months later, you know, came to find out that he's 100% right.
Mm.
And so, I just want to wish him and his family the best. I really don't, you know, I don't know any more about it other than he suffered a stroke. And, you know, and his voice and his passion, you know, I hope they're back. I don't know, but it's missing. You know, a voice with such clarity is rare and it's important, and it's currently missed. And I certainly hope we'll see it back.
That is so true. I do have one question.
Since we're
throwing them out there like that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at things. You presented a chart at a Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. That chart was talking about different races, especially in, I will say, council races in the city of...
Not races as in colors, but races as in campaigns.
There we go. As Cleveland City Council.
Right, right.
What is it that you would like to have people at least take a look at?
So, you know, the 17 city council people, I don't think they listen to we the people very well.
Okay.
Take this whole Loomis thing, for example. You know, they just let it go. You know, there's obvious problems with Loomis being on the CPC. You know, he swore an oath to serve impartially. That's impossible. You know, he can't serve impartially and be a police union president. You can't serve two masters that way. And so all 17 members of the city council are okay with it. The mayor's okay with it. The law director's okay with it. And we, the people, are not okay with it. And I don't have it in front of me, but the responsibility of the monitor over the consent decree includes that they assure that this that the citizens' trust in the police department increases. That's written there. That's in the first paragraph. I don't have it in front of me. It's in the first paragraph of the monitor's duties. You know, not just get 403 check marks that they did everything, but that there's constitutional bias-free policing, and that the citizens' trust in the police department is increasing. And it's not. You know, when the citizens are outraged, you know, about Loomis being on the CPC, and they're not doing anything about it, well, then our trust is not increasing.
Right.
And, let's not forget, the two other police officers on the Community Police Commission, Detective Hampton Jones, Deidre Jones, is that her name?
Yes, okay.
And she's with the FOP. They both signed the letter calling on Loomis to resign.
Whoa.
So two fellow police officers felt it was necessary for Detective Loomis to resign. But the city council doesn't see that. So all 17 city council positions are up for re-election in 2017. And we, the people, need to make sure that we have qualified electable candidates running against every incumbent. That's what the chart I presented you showed, that it doesn't take a whole lot of votes to win a primary and to be in the general election. And in some of the wards, it doesn't take a whole lot of votes to win city council. Brian Cummins, he won the general election with less than 1,000 votes. So this is – defeating a city council person is a it's a bite of the apple that can actually be taken. You know, to beat the mayor, you probably got to get, 35 or 50,000 votes. That's a lot of votes.
Right.
But to get 1,000 or 2,000 votes in a ward, that seems manageable. And it's important to have two candidates in every race. It's important to have at least three candidates in the primaries so that the newspapers have to – so that the newspapers will report on it. If the outcome of the if the outcome of an election is guaranteed, then the media won't cover it. So if there's only two people in a primary, well then the media won't cover it. Both of those guys are going to both of those guys or women will advance. There's no story there. But the minute you've got a third plausible candidate, now the media might have a reason to cover the story, and then the messaging of you know, why we need to replace a particular city council person, that message has a chance to be heard, you know, in the public discussion. And then the same thing happens in the general. You know, a few of those guys, you know, they were unopposed. Polensic, I think, was unopposed. And maybe Manzone was unopposed. You know, well, if they're unopposed, then they don't have to, then they don't have to speak on the issues. Right? They're not even, they won't even be asked. They won't, you know, they won't be at the city club. They won't be interviewed by the plain dealer.
No.
But if there are two candidates, well, then those things will happen, and then we have an opportunity to guide the discussion.
Nice.
And so what we have to do is we have to get together with the people who have run, is her name Teresa Poherence?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, she ran. You know, she ran in 2013, and so we need to either encourage her to run again, build on what she accomplished 4 years ago, or at least get her involved and engaged in sharing the knowledge she gained almost 4 years ago. you know, what worked for her, what the other guys did that she wasn't prepared for, but now she knows, you know, and can tell this year's candidates to look out for. You know, that's how we have to build that institutional memory. You know, the political party, the monopoly, you know, they have libraries and rooms full of people, offices of people who remember how we won this one, how we defeated somebody, here's what we did, here's where the money is, blah, blah, blah. We don't have that, or we don't have it organized. And so we just need to get the people who've taken a few lumps, they don't necessarily have to be on the front lines again, but they do need to be our mentors and our, you know, our senseis, and so that we don't have to start at ground zero every campaign.
That's right.
If we're starting at ground zero every time, well, then we're never gonna get any further.
True.
If we can learn, and make new mistakes, right? If we keep repeating the basic mistakes every 2 or 4 years, we're not learning anything. But if we're able to learn from the previous mistakes, and then move forward and then make mistakes on our own, that's learning. You know, that's how. And then maybe not this year. You know, maybe we won't win all 17 wards this year.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's how you do it. You start, and you just stay at it, and you get smarter, and you build. You build your organization. You build your networks. You find somebody who's got a little money because he thinks you guys know what you're doing finally, and so somebody comes up with some money. And that's how it works. The nice thing, Al, is that we're starting here. It's still November.
Right.
You know, the primaries are in September. The primaries for Cleveland City Council are in September. And we're talking about it here 8 or 10 months in advance, right where we need to be.
True.
And so we need to have people probably should call into you, you know, and express an interest or hit your Facebook page and let us know. And you know, and we'll figure this out. You know, there's no big organization. It's just some interested people, and we'll figure it out. And we'll all work together. We'll learn. We might win a couple campaigns. Might get to share our message to a few people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about the consent decree or you know, whatever else is on our mind. These are the things that build over time.
And I appreciate this conversation. I thank you
now,
very much.
So there is actually an election coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yes, it
did
is.
Did you talk about that? Did you talk about that already?
Didn't get a chance to even deal partly with that one. You're talking about the December 6th. I will deal with that real quick. And may you have a blessed evening and a very safe week.
Thanks. I guess I won't see you at BBCI Wednesday night, so have a great Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you.
That is so true, but we will talk before then. And I thank you so much.
Thanks for letting me have the time, buddy. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. And, you know, as I look forward to what's going on, I want to give a shout-out to Edge Hill Community Church at 2555 Euclid Heights Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44106, or www.edgehillcc.org. Give thanks with a grateful heart. DJ Dollar Rock, Shakespeare, Suave, Gotti made it out there alongside Mama Porter. Great meal. Giving thanks. What are you thankful for? I'm thankful that I live in a nation where if the government is wrong, I can call them on it. I want to take the time, since I have it, December the 6th, vote yes to recall Mayor Gary A. Norton Jr. The city has fallen back into fiscal emergency under his misleadership. He's given pay raises to members of his staff while cutting services to the people of East Cleveland. He supported an unsuccessful lawsuit against the city in order to force the council to appoint members to an annexation commission. This lawsuit has saddled East Cleveland with over $100,000 in legal fees. Worst of all, he supported putting a dump in the backyards of the residents of Noble Road. This is a clear example of environmental racism and of Gary Norton's disregard for the health and well-being of the people of East Cleveland. His arrogant, contemptuous, and Trump-like behavior towards residents who disagree with him make him totally unfit to be mayor of East Cleveland. It's time for him to go. And with the time left, missing, have you seen this man? Reward, potholes, drugs, prostitution, violence, abandoned buildings, and overgrown fields are plaguing the residents of Ward 3 in East Cleveland. Thomas Wheeler is missing in action. He hasn't shown up for you in 3 years, but he showed up to vote for the toxic dump on Noble Road. Vote him out, Ward 3 Councilman Thomas Wheeler. Have you seen him on your street or in your neighborhood? No. The only time you see him is at election time. On December 6th, vote to recall Thomas Wheeler. With that being said, I want to say thank you before I leave out of here. And once again, give the thanks for Edge Hill Community Church. I appreciated that. Also, let it only take 1 minute before I leave out of here to say rest in peace to Sharon Jones, a.k.a. Sharon LaFay Jones, May 4th, 1956 to November 18th, 2016, American soul and funk singer, lead singer of the Dap Kings, releasing her first record when she was 40 years old, nominated for her first Grammy in the Best R&B category for the album Give the People What They Want. Pancreatic cancer is what she passed from. She had suffered a stroke watching the 2016 elections about a week and a half before that, and was blaming Donald Trump. And now she just passed. Hey, I'm out of here for this particular week. I thank everybody. Some of what we talk about lets me know why we sometimes have our problems with being on the air, but that's all right because we're going to still deal with that anyway. Talk to you all by next week. Peace.
My blessings, while politicians like to use the term recession, I ain't messing, just becoming of the age, front page, but I prefer the center stage, as I leave my pad and continue on my journey, I hear it all, but it really don't concern me, I'm on my 9, followed by my 5, a lot of jobs, just to stay alive, but my story ain't no different from before, I'm that child with it all, but I'm still one more, so I walk and find myself in the slum, that's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's economics 101.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come on.
By all means, get it done.
Come
yeah,
on.
That's economics 101. Shackles on my feet, but I knew that I would break it. Penitentiary chances, but I still had to take it, no doubt. I never been the one to let it go. Say what's up when it's fast, and I'm chilling when it's slow on the low. I know to work it into something. Too many front end, but me, I'm here hunting in the fast lane, chasing financial gain with a nickel to my name. But your people the same, no question. If I'm gonna never.